and on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, because I am, you are. Amen. Remembering whose we are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to do our prayer release this morning. If you have an unspoken request, as we pray, just lift your hands and call out that person's name and come boldly into the throne room, as Bob has said. We want to remember Wanda Cunningham this morning for healing. Clinton Smith, which is Hope's stepfather, needs a miracle today. For Miriam, her continued healing from surgery this past week. And there's a salvation for an unspoken request. So just lift your hands right now if you have a prayer request or if you want to just come into agreement this morning. Father, we come into agreement for your word that says, by your stripes, we are healed. We speak healing over these people today in the name of Jesus. For every disease that was bore upon the cross, they are healed and they are delivered. Thank you for salvation today for this person, God. That today is their day that they come into the family of God and start a brand new life. For every unspoken request today, Lord, that's up on our hearts, we lift them up to you. You know, Lord, even the whispers of our heart. And we thank you for ministering to every need today, for everything, Lord. And it never ceases to amaze me how you orchestrate every service just the way that you want it, God. Thank you for being in our midst today, Holy Spirit. And the church said, amen. We want to stand again for a moment, and classes can be dismissed. And as the classes are going to their places this morning, we just speak a blessing on you all this morning and blessings on those of you that have stepped up and to serve our children. Amen. The church for today. And as they're going to classes this morning, we want to just have a stand up and find somebody this morning and love on them and tell them if they're blessed. That today is their day. Amen. That today is their day to hear from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house today. Thank you for your word, Lord, that will come forth today, God, that we are not going to leave here like we came today. But we're going to leave here today, Lord, full of your word. Encouraged, Lord, to go out and to make disciples. Hallelujah. Speak a blessing on our pastors today, Father God, that they are blessed. Oh, thank you, Sherry. Love you.
I love you too.
That they are blessed today, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word today, Lord. A word that's already settled, forever settled, the Bible says in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want to remind you again about the Lenten service. There's a sign-up sheet on the back table for food items that need to be donated. I kind of separated them out a little bit. So go back there and look and see what you will be able to bring for the Lenten service. Some items can be brought next Sunday. This Lenten service is until April the 2nd, which is the next Wednesday. But you can bring some of the items next Sunday to the church, and we'll make sure that it gets to where it's supposed to go. So look on the back table at the sign-up sheet and see what you'll be able to give. Amen. It never ceases to amaze me how the Lord always orchestrates the service, and we don't get with each other and say, now this is what you need to say because this is what I'm preaching on, or this is the songs I'm going to sing, or whatever. But Brother Bob really started the word off today because he didn't even see the Sunday handout. And before he got up here, and he just kind of introduced what I felt like the Lord wanted me to share with you today. And that's Psalm 68:19 and Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. And I just want to read you a little word that the Lord has given. Actually, he just had me to jot this down last Sunday, and I didn't know what I was going to minister on today. But just to encourage you today, he says, "Come to me, those of you who are weary." Do you ever just get weary? Not W-O-O-R-Y, but just weary. Amen? He says, "Come to me, those of you that are weary, and find rest. Rest in my provision that I have provided for you. Forget not all of my benefits that I have lavished upon you. Except, receive not of what you have or can do, but because of my great love for you. Know that I have forgiven all of your iniquities. I have healed all of your diseases. And again I say, rest in me. Come to my mercy seat and receive of my grace. Grace to walk in my provision." And just to say something before we get into the message this morning, because I don't think I have it down in my notes to say, but Pastor, at the end of Pastor's message last week, he was talking about the love of God. And I'm convinced if we understood more of the love of God and how much that He really, really loves us, that our lives would go in a much better direction than what they go in. Amen. That God's not waiting for you to have it all together to love you. You know, you've not messed up too bad that He turns His face from you. But He's always trying to get His goodness and mercy to you. And He loves you unconditionally. Amen. So if we understood how much are saved today and born again by the Spirit of God, this message is to put us in remembrance of what God has done for us, amen, and what He has provided for us. And if you're here today and you're not saved, or you feel like, you know, well, I was saved and I've kind of like let my relationship with God dwindle a little bit, or you feel like you've done something and you're unworthy, or that type of thing, then I encourage you to come back to the mercy seat today. Amen. That, like I said, His love has went far from you. Amen. But He loves you, and He wants you to come back to the kingdom of God. Amen. So this message is for anyone that can receive today. Psalm 68:19 says, "Bless the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Psalms 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." So He says, not only am I the God of your salvation, not only have I rescued you, I want to load you daily with my benefits. Companies entice people to come to work for them, sometimes not by what they pay, but because of the benefit packages they offer. Amen. But I want you to know, as I read one time, God's benefits are out of this world. And those things of His kingdom He wants to bring into your life right now. Amen. So He says, not only am I the God of your salvation, but I want to daily load you with my benefits. So He started out by telling us, David reminding us in himself, that He is the God of our salvation. He purchased it. He purchased it by the precious blood of His Son Jesus. And then to add to all that, He says, I want to lavish upon you, to give of you my benefits. So He could have easily stopped at salvation and said, well, you're saved and you're coming unto heaven.
And it's sad to say it's so much. So many times we've been raised in churches. That's what we're taught. You get saved so you can go to heaven, not go to hell. You know, I was raised in a Baptist church where those two things were preached. Nothing about relationship, nothing about the benefits of God. But I found that everything in the Word is for us now. Because when I get to heaven, it's all going to be good anyway. But I need some help on the way. Amen? I need some benefits on the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we don't even deserve that much. But the grace and mercy of God continues to give to us every day that which we don't deserve. We don't deserve any of this, but it was purchased by the blood of Jesus so that we could have it. So Psalms 103:2 tells us not to forget all of its benefits. The Hebrew meaning of forget is to be oblivious of or from want of memory or attention. So how many times do we just get into the routine of just living every day, just getting up every morning, doing the same old, and get into a routine, or sometimes we call it just to get into a rut. And sometimes we forget to look for the benefits of God in our lives. Amen? So we just wake up and start out our day and somehow just living life and taking care of what needs to be taken care of, or some people say just get caught up in the race of life. We forget that we can be partakers, that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. You're born again, saved by the blood of Jesus. You live in a different kingdom now with a different set of principles, and that He is for you and not against you. Amen. And His love is not far from you, but He wants to lavish these things out upon you. So just because we go about our day by day not aware of the benefits of God, it does not mean that they're not there. We've just either forgot about them or just get into the rat race of living every day that we don't look for them. Amen. But God wants to lavish His blessings out upon us, so we're just not possessing them. The Hebrew benefit means to treat well. To treat well. The God of our salvation desires to treat us well. Amen. So well means healthy. It means glowing. It means fine, sound, and thriving, and increase. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Benefit to treat well. God benefits packages. Amen. His benefit packages within that is treating us well. Amen. Treating us well. David began the Psalms by stirring himself up to bless the Lord, as Bob said. It wasn't for God's benefit, but it was for David. He said, my soul needs to be stirred up. So David begins to talk to his soul. To bless means to say good things about the Lord in a spirit of gratitude. Lord, I love you. You've been too good to me, God. Amen. I appreciate you, Father God. I just release you to do whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. I'm expecting you to do great things in my life. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. You've been good to me. All that is within me shall praise you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. So begin to talk to yourself. The Hebrew word benefit means to treat well. The God of our salvation desires to treat us well. Believe, look, expect the blessings of the Lord in your life every day. Rejoice in the God of our salvation. So how many times we get up on Sunday morning and, oh, we got to go to church, and our body doesn't want to go, our flesh doesn't want to go sometimes. Amen. But you have to talk to your flesh. You have to talk to your soul. And you have to say, we're going to church today, soul. We're going to church today, flesh. Amen. That's your spirit, man, saying you're going to do what I know is right. You may not want to, but you're going to obey the spirit, flesh. And it's okay to talk to yourself. Amen? So Sunday morning, we have to say, Seth, you're going to church today. Oh, we're here. Hallelujah. And then our flesh says, okay, Pastor Lawrence, stir me up. So there we sit. Hallelujah. You got to stir yourself up. David said, encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. So begin to sing and begin to get into praise and worship. Hallelujah. Give me a word, Pastor. And then sometimes we leave and we thought, well, that wasn't no service today. I don't know what happened. I know what happened. You didn't stir yourself up. Because there's no reason for anyone to come to church and not to leave the same. There is when the word and the praise and worship that we do here and the word that our pastor teaches, you ought to leave with some nugget from the word of the Lord. And when something is said or that particular song is sung, write it down real quick so that you don't forget it. Amen? So that you don't forget it. So we're saying we're going to praise the Lord today. I know, flesh, you've been depressed this week. Soul, you've been depressed this week. I know they said about you that this week. And I know that you got that in the mail this week. But I refuse to allow that to hinder me from entering into the presence of the Lord. And I'm going to leave not like I came, in Jesus' name. And when I go out that door, that problem may still be there. But when I leave, I'm going to have a different perspective on the situation. I'm going to believe that God is at work on my behalf. Amen. So after David blesses the Lord, he tells himself not to forget all of his benefits. Now, David's got himself all stirred up in the Lord. So he begins to say to himself, don't forget all of the Lord's benefits. As I heard someone say, the benefits of God are out of this world. I discovered along the way, since I've made Jesus Christ as Lord, and I know a lot of you all think I'm perfect, and I've always been in church, but I've been out there, and I've done some things, and I've seen some things. Amen? So then I've discovered along the way, because of where I am now, that God's benefits outweigh the benefits of the enemy. And the devil in the world will offer you his benefit package also. But one thing about the devil and his benefit package, he never shows you the end of thing. They always show you the party and the drinking, but they don't see the car wrecks and the divorces and the suicides. But the benefits of God, hallelujah, amen. So we're going to go over the five benefits that David talks about in Psalms 103. The first one, he talks about the coverage for our sins. Verse 1, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities. Church, the price has been paid. You don't have to work for your salvation. When he said it was finished, it was finished. Amen. For you are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He says, as far as the east is from the west, he has removed your transgressions from you. And John 1:29 says, the next day John sees Jesus coming up to him and says, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven all of your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, took it away and nailed it on the cross. Colossians 2:13-14. Your sin past, your sin present, and your sin future has been nailed to the cross. You might say, well, what if I do something wrong in the future? It's already been taken care of. You just acknowledge it and say, Lord, I thank you that I have been forgiven. Hallelujah. And I just roll it off onto you. And I choose from this point on to do right because of your mercy and your grace and the strength and help of your Holy Spirit. When we come to Jesus Christ, all our sins are forgiven, even the yet-to-be-committed sins. What a grace. Your sin is not keeping you from God. Your sin is not keeping God from you. But what happens is our sin sometimes keeps us from God because we put ourselves under guilt and condemnation. And that's what the enemy wants to do. Because the enemy will say, well, if you were really saved, you wouldn't be doing that any longer. But God is putting us together as we go. He takes all of our mess. Hallelujah. Just like we are. Come just as I am. Like Darlene says, I offer you. This is what I have. I offer it to you. Now you take it and make something out of it. So all of your sin, past, present, and future, has been nailed to the cross. Amen. The second thing David says that bless the Lord and forget not all of his benefits is the healing for our sickness. Amen. Healing for our sicknesses. The verse 3 says, who healeth all of your diseases. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we're healed, according to Isaiah 53. 1 Peter 2:24 tells us, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He sent his word, healed them, and delivered them from their destruction, according to Psalms 107:20. The words of God are powerful, and healing is not just for physical healing, but for healing of our mind from torment of the enemy. Amen. A broken spirit. God wants to heal you physically and emotionally. Amen. By his stripes, you are healed. And he's not holding anything against you. Amen. That's the good thing. He's not holding anything against you. Number 3 says, deliverance for our souls. Verse 4, who redeemeth your life from destruction. Who redeems your life from destruction. Redeem means to rescue from danger in the time of trouble. Destruction means a pit, especially a trap. The Hebrew word there, redeemeth, implies a role of a kinsman redeemer. And we've been studying that in the book of Ruth at Pastoral Verbs on Thursday night. A kinsman redeemer, a redeemer who redeems a relative from slavery. The NIV translates, who redeems your life from the pit. The Living Bible translated, who ransoms you from death. And it maybe it should be translated, who delivereth our life from destruction. Amen. When I read this, I think about how many times that God has protected us. Sometimes we're aware of it, sometimes we're not. That we might not be at that place, but we was 5 minutes later after a wreck happened. Amen. Delivered us at that moment, and we may not even be aware of it. He redeems your life. The Bible says, from destruction. Hallelujah. When I read this, I think about the many times that God protects us and delivers us from danger of some sort that we may not be aware of until later, and sometimes may never be aware of. The Savior has redeemed us. Romans 3:24 says, be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Romans 3:4. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse of the law and his condemnation by himself becoming a curse for us. Galatians 3, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You have been redeemed. Amen. That awesome song that we sing. Glory to God. Redeem, redeem, redeem. And the fourth thing talk about is God has crowned us as his sons and daughters. Crowneth or crowns is a symbol of position. We understand kings and queens wear crowns. That's a symbol of their position. Verse 4, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Another translation reads, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Steadfast love and mercy. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Tender mercies means he knows what we're going through, and he meets us where we're at. Tender mercy and loving kindness. Crown, and another definition of crown means to encircle. It also means favor when you begin to look at the word and study it out. The Bible says in Psalm that he surrounds or he encircles the righteous with favor as a shield. Amen. God has crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Number 5, complete satisfaction. We live in a world of unsatisfied people, always looking for the next thing or the next new thing coming along. People are not satisfied. They are restless. Restless. Verse 5 says, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Why? So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. There is a place in every person that belongs to God. There's a place that nothing or no one can fill but the one that created you. He created you for purpose, And because he is the maker of you, only he can satisfy the longing in your heart. That's why so many people are just runs crazy trying this, trying that, one relationship to the other, everything. They're trying to fill a place that only your Creator can fulfill. And it's like I said one time, once you come to God, you remember when you got saved and there was that excitement, there was that joy, you couldn't wait to tell everybody. You knew something had happened. What happened? You got reconnected to the Creator, to one that created you, the one that gives you purpose, amen, the one that gives you hope. That's why that excitement and that joy is there. It's because you've been connected back to the one that created you. Satisfied means to be full of, to have enough. One translation reads, he fills my life with good things. Back to the definition of benefit. He fills my life with good things. It's not all about what we possess, but what possesses us. Because if we're never satisfied and grateful at the moment and where we're at, we'll never go on to greater things because we'll be constantly seeking something and never appreciate the moment that we're in. But right now is the most valuable time in your life. This moment, right now, is the most valuable time in your life. Amen. When we begin to have a revelation that God is for us and not against us, as I was talking about understanding, receiving a revelation of God's unconditional love for us, and he takes us just as we are. You don't have to clean yourself up, you know, or drag yourself to the altar. But all you have to do is say, Lord, come into my life. And he takes you just as you are. Amen. So I'm not waiting to get to a certain place or have certain things to be satisfied. It's not that I desire more. Amen. Because God wants to bless us. But if we're constantly seeking for this other thing, like I said, we'll never appreciate the moment in which we're in. So we have to take a moment, take a deep breath, say, okay, God, what are you doing in my life right now? What are you showing me right now? I appreciate where I'm at right now. It's not that I don't want to do better, but I'm grateful for the moment that I'm in. Grateful for the moment that I am. In my relationship with God, I am satisfied. And you know, that's all God wants is a relationship with us. That's all he wants. It's someone to fellowship with. Amen. Someone that he has created for purpose. Amen. To fellowship with. So I'm in my relationship being satisfied with God. He satisfies our mouth with good things. So that our youth, why? So that our youth is renewed like the eagle. And I like what Bob says. A youth has always got a vision for the future. Amen. A youthful spirit. Nothing like being around a youth that's excited about their life and excited about their future. You know, in the natural, when an eagle gets to be a certain age, they have to go and renew themselves. So they always fly to a secret place in the mountain. And they begin to pluck away the dead feathers. And they begin to renew themselves. So sometimes as Christians, we need to steal away with God. It's okay, let's lay aside all those things that has caused me to become weary, that has caused me stress. Let's just lay it aside and see what God has to say for me, say to me at this moment. So there's times in all of our lives that we have to allow God to renew us. Because we've been around long enough to know that life is tough. Because we're in this world. Amen. And sometimes it's simply because of stupid choices we make. And then we have an enemy of our souls that's trying to keep us stagnated. Amen. So that youth is renewed like the eagle. Renewed like the eagle. So sometimes we just need a good plucking. And it always ain't pretty. Amen. Sometimes we just need a good plucking. All the blessings that we talked about today are just a few of what the Lord wants to do for us. And we get wrapped up in life that we sometimes forget about the benefits and not expect them. The little things that God does for us from day to day, Well, I say, Lord, that was your favor. Been tired after work and needing to go to the store and parking place all the way down there about 10 rows back. You're thinking, I'm just going home. And then all at once, there's a spot open up next to the door. Lord, thank you for your favor. The little things, like I said, that we miss sometimes, but because we're constantly looking for the bigger. The little things in life. You know, the bill that comes in the mail, then all at once it says paid in full, and you don't know why. Live for the moment, but expect bigger. Amen. These things that we talked about cannot be earned by your works, by any religious activity. It's because it's free and simply because of his sovereign grace. You don't have to wait to have it all together. He wants to bless you today. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Bow your head for a moment. Father, we thank you for your word today. We leave here, Lord, with a renewed sense of purpose, renewed in your presence today, refreshed by your word, and putting us into remembrance of the benefits, God, of being your son and daughter, that you truly want to lavish out upon us all of these things, God. That you're not withholding anything from us, but you're just waiting for us to receive and to believe that all things are possible. Being fully persuaded that all of your promises are yes and amen. That you've crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies. That by your stripes we are healed. Oh, thank you for the blood, Lord, that has saved us and cleansed us from all of our sins, past, present, and future. And that we haven't messed up so bad that you've turned your face from us. That we can come boldly into your throne room saying, here am I, because of who you are. And Lord, we just lift our hands right now. You satisfy our mouth with good things. That we are renewed this morning, Lord, with a fresh sense of purpose. And I speak a blessing on these people today, God. They have no lack. That you surround them with favor today. You crown them with loving kindness and tender mercies. And they are surrounded with your favor. And I thank you for that today. I want to open up the altar this morning. If you want prayer this morning, someone to come into agreement with you, or if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, or if you feel like that, and you have, and you feel like, you know, I think I've just messed up, and I just need you to pray for me, Pastor Shirley. I just need you to speak a word over me this morning. I want to open up the altar just for a few minutes, and if you want to come this morning, thank you, Father God. Lord, I just speak a blessing over us today, that we are the head and not the tail. Thank you for the benefits of serving you, God, for our salvation today, God. Thank you, Lord. We stir ourselves up, God, on purpose, and we say to our flesh, you will do right. You will do right. You will act according to the word. Thank you for your grace today, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Go out this week, love somebody. You have the opportunity to love on somebody and to share with them the benefits of your God. You know, are you receiving the benefits of God in your life enough that the world around you sees that and wants to become part of what you are a part of? You know, it's like I said earlier about big companies enticing people to come to work for them for the benefit package. Are those that you work with and that you see, is there enough about you that entices them to want to be part of what you are a part of? Are they seeing Jesus in you enough to say, you're different. You're different. And it's okay, you're supposed to be. Amen. Remember that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you right where you're at. Be blessed this week. Be blessed this week in Jesus' name. Amen.